Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi, everyone. It's Eli.
And it's Sean.
Here with a few special announcements. First off, Alba Salix Season 2. It is coming at long last. October 26th is the day.
Yay! Woohoo!
We're going into studio in a couple weeks to record with the actors, going into full-on post-production mode after that, all to bring you the new season. 6 episodes starting October 26th and releasing every week thereafter.
And we're only here and able to be releasing Season 2 because of all of you and your support. And we know it's been a long time. So thank you so much for everyone that has been spreading the word or telling a friend, leaving us reviews. It has been so amazing. And we wanted to also give back to all of you. So we have doubled down on all of our Patreon perks. We have tons of amazing things going out every week now.
Yeah, we've started this new thing called Farlorian Fridays, where we release, can be anything. It could be a bit of a script, could be a deleted scene from an episode. We've got some bonus material from The End of Time and Other Bothers, game playthroughs, and behind-the-scenes breakdowns of music and sound effects.
We're also going into studio and planning to record some special things that will also be going out as Farlorian Fridays for all of our Patreon supporters. So you can get access to all of that or find out more by going to patreon.com/albasalix. And again, thank you to everyone that's already supporting us. We really appreciate it.
And if you're up here in the Greater Toronto area in Canada, Sean and Carter are going to be at Fan Expo Canada this Sunday, September 2nd.
We're going to be speaking at a panel at around 2 p.m. in room 705, and we would love to meet any and all of you. And if you catch me, I'll probably have some Alba Salix things that I'll be giving away.
Awesome. So thank you all for listening, supporting us. We couldn't do this without you.
And we are super excited that we can finally tell you that Alba Salix Season 2 is coming October 26th.
So excited.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.
Dum-dums and Dice would like to welcome you to the grim darkness of the 41st millennium in the Valentine Heresy, an actual play podcast set in the Genesis adaptation of Warhammer 40,000's Dark Heresy RPG. Newly promoted Inquisitor Lucius Valentine has received visions of the death of the immortal God Emperor. With few options before him, he teams up with hive-bred criminal siblings Lyric and Alto. Together, they must defeat a cabal of shadowy foes to save the Emperor and the Imperium. Can this trio of unlikely heroes survive in a galaxy where there is only war?
The Emperor is going to die in a year. My job is to make sure the Emperor doesn't die. Because if the Emperor dies, the Astronomicon goes out. And the only thing keeping the Imperium alive is the fact that we have a very large navy and a very large army and space marines, and they shoot everyone. It's delightful. Praise the Emperor. Thanks for that. But if the Astronomicon goes out, we have no navy, we have no ability to defend ourselves, and the Xenos and Chaos will overrun us instantly, because there will be no defense.
So every planet will turn out like Galen's Glory?
And that would be the best case scenario. Which is why we need to keep the Emperor on his throne.
I spit in my palm and put my hand out for a handshake.
Am I supposed to do something in return? Is this... I'm sorry, I just don't know what this is.
Alto's like, yeah, like this. He spits in his hand and puts it out towards you as well.
Then I spit in both palms and shake their hands separately.
We have an inquisitorial band.
Warhammer 40,000, The Valentine Heresy. Available now.